read a remit, how could we determine? Only if we know the first day of Pesach, we could know all the days of the following Pesach. Wow. When was the first day of Pesach? Was Saturday. We have a formula which we call it Atvash. What Atvash means? The first letter of the alphabetical Hebrew with the last one. The first one is Aleph, from the beginning. The last one is Taf, At. Then we go to the second, Bet, Bash. Then we go to Gar, Zak, Has, Rav. What we could derive this from this, if we know the first day of Pesach, we know all the holidays, which days are going to be that year. How the Aleph, the Atvash, the Aleph represents the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach was on Saturday. Tav. What the Tav stands for? Shabbat. So Shabbat this year is on Saturday. Could we fast on Saturday? The answer is no. We cannot fast on Saturday. Why? We cannot fast on Saturday. Saturday Yom Simcha V'Onek. We're not allowed to fast. So what happened now? If the fast day happens to be on Saturday, we push it till Sunday. So both Siyamah, Shabbat, Sarvi Tammuz, and Shabbat were pushed off to Sunday. Every single fast day that happens to be on Shabbat, we push it to Sunday. The answer is no, not every single one, because if we remember, if Tzom Esther happened to be on Saturday, we cannot push it one day after is Purim, the biggest holiday, Yom Simcha Umeshteh V'Yamim Tovim. We cannot push it, so we push it backwards.
Thursday.
Thursday. So why you don't push it to Friday?
Friday only on Asara B'Tevet.
Bravo. Why you don't push it to Friday? You don't push it to Friday, so you shouldn't start Shabbat while he is fasting. And they say, Kivan Shinetha, Netha. As long as we push it backwards one day, so push it 2 days, the Siyam would be on Thursday.
We're coming to it.
So before we go, there is any fast that we fast actually on Friday, only as Mr. Cohen said, Asara B'Tevet. If Asara B'Tevet happened to be on Friday itself, we fast on Friday. Otherwise, we don't push back to Friday.
Thursday.
Now we know from the Atvash, the first day of Pesach is Shabbat. First day of Pesach was Shabbat. Shabbat and Shabbat was pushed to Sunday. Now we go to the second Bash. Bash, what Bash means? It represents the second day of Pesach. The second day of Pesach was on Sunday. Sunday, Shin is Shavuot. No matter what, whatever, once we know, always, all the time, the second day of Pesach is the first day of Shavuot. Second day of Pesach was Sunday, Shavuot was on Sunday and Monday. Here, in Eretz Israel only on Sunday. Now we go to Gar. Gar. What Gar means, the third one and the third one from the Gar is the third day of Pesach. Which day was the third day of Pesach? Was Monday. Gar Rosh, Resh is Rosh Hashanah. This year, Rosh Hashanah is, we know, is on Monday. Why? We know is the third day of Pesach. Gar Dag. Dag, the fourth day of Pesach is Kof. What Kof represent? Keriat Torah or Simchat Torah. When was the fourth day of Pesach? The fourth day of Pesach was
Tuesday.
This year, Simchat Torah is going to be on Tuesday. Dag. Has. What Has means? The fifth day of Pesach, is Sadiq Som Kippur. Som Kippur is going to be in the fifth day of Pesach. Fifth day of Pesach was
Wednesday.
This year, Kippur is going to be on Wednesday. Vav. What Vav means? The sixth day of Pesach, which was Thursday, Purim, but now Purim Shi'abah, Purim that passed, is Thursday, and this is how we celebrated Purim. So from knowing the first day of Pesach, we know all the holidays, which days start the holidays. Going back to our subject, we are here in a special period of time. We are here when Amisarim. We are in the third 3 weeks. 3 weeks has a name. What's the name? Tila de Qur'anuta. 3 weeks that Peraot. What Qur'anuta means? Adabat. English.
Suffering.
3 weeks of suffering. Am Israel suffered in these 3 weeks. So what I'm trying to get at is that these 3 weeks, they have special haftarot. The first one is the Breyer Meyahu. The second one that we read today is Shemot, which is the second Perek of Yirmiyah. And the third one is Hazon. Hazon Yeshayahu ben Amos. These, no matter what, we must read these haftarot. What do you mean, no matter what? Even Rosh Chodesh happened to be there, we cannot change it. We cannot change them because they are set haftarot. There is any other group of set haftarot that we cannot change it, even Rosh Chodesh, no matter what? Yes. There is another two, the old three. We mentioned Tehillat Qur'anuta. Now, after Tisha B'Av, we start a period of time that we call it Shani Shiva'a Dene Hamuta. 7 weeks and seven haftarot, that if you read them, you get the most hope in the world. They're talking about Mashiach, they're talking about Olam Haba, they're talking how Am Israel is going to be in the top, they're talking about everything good. And these haftarot also, seven haftarot also, we cannot change them, even Rosh Chodesh happened to be. Can Rosh Chodesh be? Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, this coming Rosh Chodesh, Elul, it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. If it happened to be Saturday, Lahalo, Nanul Ka Amar Allah Shemaim Kis'in. If it can Sunday, Lahalo, Nanul Ba Yom Adayu Yonatan Mahar Chodesh. Even though these two, we have special haftarot, we cannot change them. some people, some authority, they say we read the first Pasuk and the last Pasuk. Sometimes we hold this Sebara, sometimes we don't hold it, but the main thing is that we cannot change them. So why Hashem or why our rabbis established for us Shabbat de Nehamuta in order for us to come to the holidays with hope? Don't, never ever, whatever it happens, don't lose hope. And especially spiritually. Now we're coming to the high holidays, we have to come with hope. What's the hope? That Hashem is gonna forgive our sins. Hashem is gonna describe everybody in the book of Hayim, Tobim, Shalom, and everything good. Don't abdu et Hashem besimcha. We in our religion, we are against the depression, against the religious depression. We are not allowed to be depressed. Why we are not allowed? Maybe somebody has the troubles, has it shown that they're not allowed to be depressed. Because if a person is depressed spiritually, he won't think about Teshuvah. And the Teshuvah is something very, very important for the person. Why is important? In Sadiq Ba'aris, Asher Lo Yehayta, everybody is going to commit sin. If we're going to feel that I have a lot of avonot, khalas. This is the biggest mistake in the world that a person can have. The biggest mistake. There is no khalas. Our rabbi said, Ma'akom Sheba'ale Teshuvah Omdim, Sadiqim Gemurim Lo Yechodim La'amod. Even Sadiq Gamur, this is gentlemen, this is not easy to understand. Sadiq Gamur, who spent all his life in the Knis, in the Torah, in the Mitzvot, in Ma'asim Tovim, which is Wahai Ba'al Teshuvah, he has a higher level. This is not, but if you don't have this Teshuvah, everybody is going to be depressed. Everybody is going to say, Khalas. And there is no Khalas. Our rabbi said, even a person, he has the Teshuvah one day, 1 hour before his last minute, his last day, Hashem would consider his Teshuvah. So therefore, and how do we know? Makom Shba'ale Teshuvah Omdim, Sadiqim Gemurim Lo Yechodim La'amod. We know it because the Pasuk said, Shalom, Shalom, La'rahok Ve'la'karov. He said, first, La'rahok. Shalom, Shalom, La'rahok. Who is Rahok? He was far from the Brit Torah, far from the Mitzvot Ma'asim Tovim.
Far from religion.
Far from religion. Able La'rahok. So from here we have a proof from the Pasuk that Ba'alei Teshuvah, they have very, very high level. But let's try to analyze it. Does it make sense to us? It does. Sometimes if we think about it, doesn't make too much sense to us. الجهاد آخر النهار تفضل أو في اللوج وأدوليك أوطى شوية. Doesn't make sense. It does. How? It does. Our rabbis, they brought a story. The story is saying that a father once he wanted to travel for 1 year. He has to go overseas, to America, to Misriyat, he wants to go there to make money over there. And he has three children. And he has three bottles. He gave each one bottle. And he told them, don't never ever open this bottle and drink from it. And if you listen to me, I'm gonna reward you. So at the beginning, every son, three sons, had to battle for Ta'a. One of his sons, don't never openly, never ever drink. The aftaha, I want to open it. Take it back on. He opened it. He tasted. Gan Eden. هذا بعدين حطها على تمه وشربها كذا. He couldn't hold himself. He cannot. He's Gan Eden. The second son, he opened the bottle. I want to see what's in the bottle. He had a sip. Can I hit it? He closed it. He said, my father told me, don't open it. And don't drink from it. He put it back. When my father comes, hello, daddy, Anna, Shubut, Anna, Shara. The third son, he said, my father told me, don't open it and don't drink from it. I have to bind myself what daddy told me. Afa mad'a abada. The year passed, the father is back, and he asked his children, Yalla jibunna, let name, tanj, ma'bayat, jaykun, aja awal wahai sharbana killa. Hello, daddy, I couldn't hold myself. Ente, you're not getting a penny. You didn't, I told you don't. And you opened it and you drink it all, you're not getting a penny. Come the second one who didn't open it at all. Hello, daddy, this is the bottle. I didn't even touch it since you gave me this bottle. I put it in the closet. I didn't open it. I didn't touch it. You didn't touch it. You are a very good son. $20,000 I'm going to give you. Here's the third one. The third one, where is the button? Here's the button. Nasa had the button. Hello, daddy, Anna, I had a sip.
Tasted it.
$40,000. The one who gets 20. Daddy.
Listen.
Jane and Tekane. And I didn't even touch it. And you're giving me 20. And the other one who had a sip, Shurba Nusta, hello, Atin, $40,000. Hello, this is what you didn't taste what's in the bottle. Had this guy, he tasted and he saw his Ulam Abba, his Gan Eden, is very, very sweet, very, very tasty. And even though he hold himself and he didn't drink it all, yes, he deserved 40,000. And this is the Mashal. The Nimshal is the Ba'alei Teshuvah. What do you mean Ba'alei Teshuvah? Every single Avon has something good out of it. So the people who are involved in the Avonot and they holding themselves back from doing the Avonot, of course Hashem is consider them is they are higher than the people who are Sadiqim Gemurim. Sadiqim Gemurim, they didn't taste the Avon. Maybe Arful Shahad al-Avon and Lizzet al-Avon, they don't have it. But these people, they are involved in the Avonot, and they're holding themselves back. Yes, they have to be in higher level than the Sadiqin Gemurim. So it doesn't make sense? No, it does make sense. It makes big sense. And this is encouragement for each and every one of us, me, you, him, everybody. Everybody, we are full of avonot. If we don't have the teshuvah, if we don't have the hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gonna forgive our avonot, we'll be depressed religiously. But then, they lose their religion, they lose their entity, they lose everything. So that's why the second part that we have to bind ourselves with haftarot, even Rosh Chodesh, is Shabbat de Nehamuta. 7 weeks after Tisha B'Av, inshallah, the Yiji Nehamuta, Kilo Kalam Halu, Kilo, to lift the spirit. And to make this subject complete, we have also, do we have any special haftarot that we have to say? Special? Yes. There is a series of haftarot, 4 haftarot, that they have special haftarot. What are they? Shabbat Shekalim, Shabbat Zachor, Shabbat Para, and Shabbat Ahodesh. All these 4, also they have special haftarot. So we have
Ahodesh and Rosh Chodesh.
Say it again.
Mahar Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh also you have.
Chodesh, different.
Mahar Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh. This coming Elul, I'm telling you, Mr. Cohen, this coming Elul, the Rosh Chodesh is Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday. And even though we don't say Hashemayim Kis'i, we don't say Yom Elul Yonatan Mahar Chodesh, we say the Haftarah of Perashat HaShavua, which is, why? Because we are in the 7th Nehamuta. So after this introduction,
I'm that question.
Please. Amen.
Aslan,
if you're not in the shul, come to Aji Abu Zak.
Thank you.
Akhilat Vassal Mirosh Hodesh.
Akhilat
Vassal Mirosh Hodesh.
Akhil
Lahme. Be seen. Rosh Hodesh, when was Rosh Hodesh? Rosh Hodesh was yesterday. Which Rosh Hodesh? Rosh Hodesh Av. We have 9 days.
Hi, guys.
Yes. Thank you. We have few questions. What's the restriction from Chodesh Ab till Tisha B'Av? The first restriction, we have 3 different levels of Avlud. We have from Shabbat Asar B'Tammuz till Rosh Chodesh. We have from Rosh Chodesh till Shabu'a Shehal Bo. Then we have Shabu'a Shehal Bo Tisha B'Av. هلا أخيلات بأسامة رش حودش بيصير واحد يأكل لحمة من رش حودش لما بيصير مبؤار بمشنا بمسيخ التعانيد. This is, by the way, هلقاء يوميت that we get from الله يرحمه أخام عبادية يوسف that they ذكر صديق وقدوش البرقاء that they sending every single day شجازرو حخامين شبعير تشعبي أب عير تشعبي أب.
Oh,
Okay, let's go. هلا بيصير ناكل لحمه لا ما بيصير ناكل لحمه وين لحمه اللي بيصير ناكلها عم بيقول هون ذو هلاخا دريد هلاخا is in سعودات المفسكت which is the last سعودات before the siyam we are not allowed to eat meat we are not allowed to drink wine ليش واين بقى؟ only wine
يعني سمح لي بابينوش
برافو برافو يعني سمح لي بابينوش why there is any other reason for the wine yes there is another reason for the wine the wine has hashibut the wine has more liver than the other liquid how let's give example if we have orange was the beracha and the orange is highest. We squeeze it, we get orange juice or the beracha.
Shakur.
We have Baruch Abba. We have carrot. What's the beracha and the carrot?
Adama.
We squeeze it, we get carrot juice or the beracha. Shakur. So everything that we squeeze, we get liquid out of it, will be shakur. Comes to the grapes. Once we squeeze it and we get the wine, again. Now the beracha is different. Now the beracha is not shakur, is a gefen. Why a gefen? Because the wine has more ma'ala. Why? Because we sprinkle from the wine on the mizbeah in Beit HaMikdash. V'nasach aliyah shemen. V'nasach aliyah shemen, which means has... I'm sorry. So therefore he has more ma'ala. So for the yayin and because of the wine that we sprinkled in Beit HaMikdash, he has more ma'ala. So therefore we are not allowed from the Torah. From the Torah we are not allowed to eat meat and to drink wine unless Sa'udah before Siyam. Now, this year, the last Saudah of before Siyam, it's going to be on Saturday. Ole al shulchano ke shelomo ha-melech v'sha'ato. He could eat meat, wine, whatever he wants to do, he could do it. Why? Because it's Shabbat. Because it's Shabbat. So this year, we don't have halakha of Saudah Mafsakir. So some people, they say Mafsakir, some people, they say Mafsakir. Anyway, we're referring to the same thing. Now, this is the halakha from the Torah. Our rabbis established that starting Rosh Chodesh Av, we don't eat meat and we don't drink wine. We don't eat meat and we don't drink wine, starting from Rosh Chodesh. How about Rosh Chodesh itself? Rosh Chodesh itself, we are allowed. How about all the Shabbatot? How about all the Shabbatot? Alon. I'm Biji Aslan, can't bear it. Alon.
Okay.
Asada. How about Shabbatot? On Shabbatot and Rosh Chodesh, we are allowed to eat meat and we are allowed to drink wine. So how about tonight? Tonight, are we allowed to eat meat or not? The leftover. Are we allowed to eat it or not? The leftover. We have two parts of question. Tadda. We have two parts of question. Could we eat tonight Musa'i Shabbat, the leftover that has meat?
I guess so.
Or not? And the second part of the question, could we eat it tomorrow, after tomorrow, or not. This is our subject today. אחידת בעשר שנותר משבת, כעתה מראה רבנו, שאם נשאר בעשר מן המאחרים שבשלו לכבוד שבת, if we have left over, מותר לכל מהם במוסעי שבת בסעודה רביעית. In סעודה רביעית, we are allowed to eat the left over.
Only left over.
והמקל לאכול מבשר זה שנשאר מסעודת שבת, אה בשאר... This is your question, Mr.
Thank you. Thank you. Just in time.
Yeah, just on time. So he is saying, and we're reading what Chaim Ovadia Yosef Alav Shalom wrote. We are allowed to eat it. How about שאר ימות השבוע יש לו והמקל לאכול מבשר זה שנשאר מסעודת שבת בשאר ימות השבוע יש לו על מה שישמו. So there is some authority, there is some authority who said that he could eat it. No, huh? But this is the big but. שלא יערים. What should I mean? What should I mean? He cannot make trick to make a lot in order for him to have left over and to eat it. Musa'i Shabbat and during the week, he cannot do it. But if he has left over, shall I throw it away or shall I eat it? I am allowed to eat it. Now, Ul-Ketanim, how about children, Shani children, Shilo Gi'o Legin Musvot, they are not bar mitzvahim. יש להקל באכילת בשר שנשאר משבת אל בימות החול. So the ketanim, even in the weekday, in the week after מוסעי שבת, we are allowed. How about for the infant? ולילדים ketanim, מאוד שאינם מבינים כלל את שמעות חורבן הבית, מותר לתת אף לפרטי חלב בשר בימים אלו. אולי זכר, children that they are 5 years old, 4 years old, they don't know nothing about the harban, we could give them.
We could give them leftovers or even something fresh meat.
Fresh.
Even
that. We could buy them fresh.
That's fresh.
You can cook again.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Umutab, listen to this. He is saying, This is was good question. Listen, ומותר לבשל עבורם בשר בשבוע הזה שחל בו תשעה באב. But we don't have שבוע הזה. Even שבוע שחל בו תשעה באב, we are allowed. So what's the he is asking how come? How come we are not allowed to throw money?
Bal tashrit.
To this degree, we are not allowed. Only ma fi hada bitul musriya.
Bidiru balun. Bidiru balun.
Bidiru balun.
Leftover honey, yaklu balad.
It's all left over anymore.
So what is left over? That's what it's called.
He wants it out.
So we said, and we all agreed, Rabotai, that on Rosh Chodesh, we are allowed. We as Sephardim, we are allowed. On Shabbat, we are allowed. How about the Asirin Be'ev? Not this year, but we have to learn the halakha. This year, the Asirin Be'ev, we are fasting. What Shabbat happened to be on Shabbat? We push it to Sunday. We are fasting. Everybody is fasting. How about if Shabbat happened to be, we are fasting in the right night of Ab? Asiri be'ab, there is any restriction from eating basar and shetiyat yain? What do you think, Sami?
Yes, but our minhag, we used to eat meat in Halab, no?
No.
Let's see Ketab Maran Rabbeinu. Ben Hagat Sefaradim, they are killed by Achilat Basar beyond Rosh Chodesh Av Asmo. This is, we learned it. Kefi Shibyanu Beracha Kodemet. Abel Hashkinazim, Nohakim, the Achmir, Av beyond Rosh Chodesh Av. This is Ubaze, and these, as Sefaradim, Mekirim, Yotin, Meashkinazim. They go to leniency more than the Ashkenazim. Why? We eat on Rosh Chodesh, they don't. They can be achilat basar b'yom asiri b'ab. Minhag ha-sefaradim le'achmir, shelo le'ekol basar b'yom asiri b'ab kullo.
So we don't.
Kullo?
Minhag ha-ashkenazim, yesh le'akel b'achilat basar v'shetiyat ha'in b'yom asiri b'ab achar chasot ha'yom.
بس هي مو من هيك حلب مو نحن في حلب بياكلوا
فوت
يوم العصيري
ياكلوا
لحم مثل عادي هذا
بكسروا الصيام على اللحم بكسروا الصيام على اللحم
بكسروا الصيام هي جديده
So now, in order for us to have this subject complete, are we allowed this coming Friday to taste from the food that has meat on a Friday before Shabbat, or we are not allowed?
If you're cooking, you are allowed. Huh? Tasting. If you're tasting, of course you are allowed.
Huh. Okay, let's see.
Not for the what was that?
If you're cooking, that's the reason I said if you're cooking.
You are tasting to adjust the
spices.
The spices? Yeah. Or you are tasting Shan Shabbat?
Shan Kabot Shabbat.
Shan Busset.
Shan Kabot Shabbat, Mishtahir.
Amiahim Zahu. Let's see what the halakha. Thank you. אכילת בשר בערב שבת ושבתו שבתוך תשעה הימים. This year we have only one Shabbat. Why? One Friday. Why? The first Friday was
Rosh Chodesh.
בשבתו שבתוך תשעה הימים אוכלים בשר. ומותר לטעום בערב שבת מהתבשילים שיש בהם בשר. כדי לתקן את המאכל, שאני שוב עג'מלה, עג'מדלה.
כמון.
זה עובד דשי.
כמון.
זה הכל דקס כלום הבאימה.
זה הכל דקס כלום.
זה הכל דשתיים.
תעלה אותה. מה בזל שלי שבא? Now, listen to this. ויש מרכילים. לטעום מן המאכלים של שבת, אף שלא לצורך. שתהית, אני אדעו לאכל. בסיר, למה בסיר? The answer is בסיר. Why? I am not eating it to adjust the taste of the food. And in the food there is meat. And we are not allowed to eat meat. How come here we are allowed? Listen to this. This is a deep. The fish are peed the brain mekubbalim according to the people who hold the Kabbalah. יש עניין גדול לטעום מאכלי השבת.
מצווה יעני. מצווה יעני.
מצווה ואחד ידעו אכל השבת. על פי הסוד.
מענתק. כל יום ג'מעה לזה אחסן ואחדו.
ומראה רבינו עובדיה יוסף סייר צדיק וקדוש וברכה כתב שיש להקל בזה. ומכל מקום המחמיר תבוע עליו ברכה. So what we learn from here, next, this coming Friday, if we have to taste the food, to adjust the taste of the food, we are allowed. How about only Ishtahed, no Adu'ah, also we are allowed. According to the Kabbalah, it's very important to taste it. If you don't have any questions, let's learn halakha or two. Kol shonei halakha v'chol yom mutar lo shehu bin ha'olam haba. Every person has obligation to learn Torah and especially halakhot. Why? Kol shonei halakha v'chol yom mutar lo shehu bin ha'olam haba. What's wrong? We mentioned it once. What's wrong with Musa, with Gemara, with Mishnah? Nothing wrong. They all the Brei Elohim Hayim. But if we learn halakha, we're learning to be a good Jew. Because the Mishnah Perkei Avot said, "Ve'em buri rechet ve'lo ha'ma'aretz hasid." If we don't know which one is right, which one is wrong, we cannot be a good Jew. And everybody has to try to be a good Jew. Why he has to try to be a good Jew? Because once we learn the Torah, we'll be a good Jew. And by end of the day, after 120 years, everybody has to face, to answer a question. And one of the questions is, Kabata atim la Torah? Did you set time to learn Torah or not? Did you set time? I don't care if you're sitting 1 minute, 2 hours, 20 hours a day. I don't care, but set time. Put this time, this is not mine. This time is for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This time is for the Torah. This time is to enjoy Olam Haba. This time is for our own benefit. This time to have the inside happiness. This time is to have Hayim. Ayes Hayim hi lemahazakim ba'avitom mechayim yoshav. Did you set time? Would be embarrassing for us if the answer is no. And Baruch Hashem, every single Jew, he has time, he sets time to learn Torah. So therefore, I'm not trying to teach you, you could teach me, but I'm trying to say that this is the halakha, this is what we have to know, this is what we have to bind ourselves with, to set time to learn Torah. Set time to learn Torah. When we kavata atim la Torah, we have to check the yes, not the no.
Kavata atim daily.
Kavata atim daily.
Twice.
Daily, no day should pass. God forbid. God forbid. No day should pass, and without learning Torah, hasve shalom, hasve halila. But there is yeah. You might a person have some exception. He gonna say when he faced this question, "Kavata atim la Torah." And I show him there, "Kavata atim la Torah." Usajim and all sharafi and I'm a subah lil masah. I left the house 6 in the morning and came back 9:30 at night. Ma am bahsin baharrik hali.
It's no time.
Okay. This has to be started with the pasuk. The pasuk in the Tehillim said, "Ki ekach mo'ed ani misharim mishpot." Once the holiday comes, I judge favorably. I judge justice. You cannot. This is very confusing. Very confusing. Hashem is saying, in the holiday only he judges justice, Hashem is emet, ishmo emet, vehu emet, vehakod emet. What do you mean, kehamad ani misharim mishpot? And they brought this explanation. A person once, when they're going to ask him, Kabata atim le Torah? No, ana
mashgul.
Mashgul, mahsanat. Mahsanat le kwa'atim le Torah. Ana mashgul. طيب في ايش مشغول؟ مشغول في ليش الوقت صعب عليك يعني ما في برنسا ما في برنسا عم برقد عم بسوي برنسا. Are you poorer than Hillele Zakayan? Hillele Zakayan used to make $1 a day. Half a dollar for his whole family, half a dollar to for the midrash, to go to the midrash to learn. And one day was a hard day for him. He didn't make anything. He came to the midrash. Half a dollar. Man, the half a dollar. You're not allowed. Yalla. Tuli al suh. He went up to the roof and he put his ear. Lishmoa mishimaya ve abtalion. They went up. The Leila Zakin was covered with the snow. Was covered with the snow. And his eyes smiled the way to run. So, Hillele Zakayan, every single poor person, he gonna be example. Lo lamati Torah. Lish lo lamata Torah, yabo? Lo lamati Torah. Ana chakat, wal musriyat, wal real estate, wal kili shalat. Fahimda, minu bitali alihan? You, Hashem, you gave me a lot of money. I don't have time to learn Torah. I don't have time. It's not my fault. You are more rich than Bir Azab bin Harsom. Bir Azab bin Harsom, he didn't know how much money he has. He has a whole ship and a siphon. One day he was there. قالت له الخدامة تعال كنس إيش بيلك حسابات وشيزمون أم كنس and he owes everything he owes maybe tons of sheep. Are you more rich than Rabbi Elazar bin Harsom? No. So Rabbi Elazar bin Harsom didn't leave the Torah. And the third group, Hashem, you gave me beauty that everybody is عم بيجوا لعندي ويجموا علي البنات وهيك. Are you more than Yosef al-Siddiq? If he took her before they said when Ishtosh al-Potifar, she was trying to get him and she had a party for her friends, the ladies. عم بيقشروا التفاحة وعم بيطلعوا فيه وعم بيجرحوا ايديهم والدم عم بنزل وما عم بيحسوا. This beauty is unbelievable beauty, يوسف الصديق. And even though did he يوسف الصديق, not يوسف, يوسف الصديق. What يوسف الصديق means that he didn't commit the sin. He did not commit the sin. He did not. So there is no excuse. No excuse. Arambam, Alav Shalom, he made it nice and clear. Who is obligated to learn Torah? And he answered, everybody, no matter what, if he is rich or poor. No matter what, if he is young or old. No matter what, if he is ill or well. Every single person is obligated to learn Torah. to set a time for the Torah. This time is not mine. This time is for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the truth of the matter, if we learn Torah, who is benefiting it to? Ourself. Hashem doesn't need us to learn Torah. He doesn't need us. We're benefiting ourselves. We're getting good life.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting long life. We're getting happiness. As I mentioned a few times, can you go to the pharmacy and ask him, give me happiness, I give you a lot of money?
You cannot buy it.
This is not an item that you could buy it with money. This is an item that you could get it with Torah. How do we know? Are we fabricating it? No. The Pasuk says, out clear. Pukodei Adonai Yesharim Mesameh. You want happiness? Come to the Torah. You want long life? Come to the Torah. How do we know? Ayes Hayim Hi Lemahazikim Ba. The tree of the life is the Torah. Orech yamim bimina, b'smola osher v'chavod. In the right hand, the strong hand, he is trying for us to imagine the Torah, like a person that has right hand and which is strong, and left hand which is weak. Ayes Hayim Hi Lemahaz. No, what we just said.
Orech
Yamim Bimina. In the right hand, Orech Yamim. You want long life? The Torah. I give you the address. The address is there. The Torah. Bismillah Osher V'Chabod. You want Osher? You want Kabod even? You get it, Bismillah. And our rabbi asked, if a person, why the Osher v'Chabod in the same one? They say, this is, and Orech Yamim Bimina, this guy is learning Dishma, this guy is not learning Dishma. He is learning in order for me to call me a rabbi. I am learning in order for them to respect me more. Not Lishma. I get Osher V'Chavod. And the Gemara went more. If he is not learning Lishma, he shouldn't get anything.
Nothing.
He should get zero. What do you mean Osher V'Chavod? He's getting Osher V'Chavod and he's not learning Lishma? And the Gemara answered, "Metok shelo Lishma, bad Lishma." Start! Start somehow. Once we start somehow, we end up Lishma.
You get there.
And the proof, Rabotai, is very, very, very obvious. Try to read Zohar for half an hour. Even we don't understand, maybe if you are lucky, you understand 5% of the Zohar. You get inside satisfaction that you cannot compare it to any kind of happiness. This is the Torah. So, going back to your question, is it every single day? Yes, it is every single day. Baruch Adonai
Le'olam. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure. I don't know.